어, 뒤에 빼올라. 에이.
Han Yong-hee, her husband, and their seven children climb into the family's minivan. Their children range in age from 7 to 28, but only one is the couple's biological child. Han says she adopted six children because she did not want to see any child grow up without a family. She says even before she was married, she not only wanted to have her own child, but to adopt one also. She never thought she would end up adopting so many. Aside from its size, Han's family is unique because most Koreans do not consider adopting. At an orphanage in Seoul, about 40 children sit down for lunch. According to adoption advocates, thousands of South Korean children live in these institutions. Most were abandoned by unwed mothers or parents who could not care for them. Once a child becomes 3 months old, the chances it will be adopted are slim. Chun Sung-gul is the director of MPAC, the mission to promote adoption in Korea. He says prejudice is the main reason Korean families do not want to adopt. Chun says that many Koreans have this idea that they have to maintain the family bloodline, so it is hard for many people to have an open mind toward adopting children from another family. He adds that many people have prejudice about orphans, thinking they have genetic defects, or their parents were alcoholics or had mental problems. Since the end of the Korean War in 1953, South Korea has relied on Western families, mostly from the United States, to adopt its orphan children. But the practice has a growing number of critics. Leading the opposition are adopted South Koreans who, as adults, have returned to live in the land of their birth. Kim Stoker, who was adopted by an American family in 1972, represents a group called Adoptees Solidarity Korea. She says the government should try to help unwed mothers rather than encouraging them to send their babies abroad.
In lieu of developing its social welfare program, it's become reliant upon the international adoption industry to take care of some aspects of society, and they never had to develop any kind of social safety net for people because they have international adoption.
Stoker considers international adoption a violation of not only the mother's human rights, but also the child's. She says that is something people from adoptive countries do not understand.
You know, people just have this attitude that adoptees should be grateful. Grateful for what? Not being raised with the woman that gave birth to me? Should I be grateful for the fact that I was taken away from my culture, my language, my fellow, you know, the people that share my race?
Chun Sung-gul from MPAC says that he too would like to see the end of international adoption someday. But for now, more work needs to be done to help the thousands of South Korean children who grow up in orphanages. He says without the money or family support to enter university, it is easy for orphans to fall behind. Chun says that after an orphan turns 18 and has to leave the orphanage, it is very difficult for them to lead a normal life. It is tough for them to find a good paying job, and they end up being pushed to the bottom of society. Chun says Korea needs to have more families, like Han Yeon-hee's, who are willing to give orphans loving homes. Back at Han's home, 8-year-old Hana practices her piano lessons. Han says she knows it will take a long time for other Korean families to overcome their prejudice toward orphans. She hopes that her family might be able to change attitudes toward adoption. She says in Korea there are not many good role models for adopting. She says that people thought adoption was a shame or they kept it secret. She hopes her children can be good examples. There is evidence that the work of Han Yeon-hee and MPAC might be paying off. Last year, for the first time since international adoption began in South Korea, more children were taken in by Korean families than sent overseas. Jason Strother for VOA News, Seoul.